It's looking likely Donald Trump's impeachment trial will wrap up this week after senators voted along party lines on Friday to not allow witnesses to be called. President Trump has been on trial for the past couple of weeks on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in relation to his dealings with Ukraine. Joining me now from Washington is our correspondent Simon Marks. Morena, Simon.
Morena Indira.
A stain in history, but President Trump will emerge from this trial triumphant, won't he?
Well, he's certainly going to claim triumph, and he may claim it as early as Tuesday night here in the United States when he makes his annual State of the Union address. Remember, it'll be the last State of the Union address before November's presidential election. And even though President Trump's acquittal formally may not occur until the following day, in the U.S. Senate, because it seems that Wednesday is the red-letter day when the final vote will be taken. The outcome of the trial is now not in doubt. It will go down in history as the first impeachment trial in history to call no witnesses after Republicans remained loyal to President Trump, having been threatened with presidential fury if they chose to betray him. There are not the votes in the Senate for witnesses to be called. Therefore, this moves to a final vote, again, we think on Wednesday, at which President Trump is sure to be acquitted. He will, of course, claim complete exoneration, probably going to tell us it's the most extraordinary piece of exoneration in human history. Democrats, though, are already staking out their ground. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the most powerful elected Democrat in Washington, insisted that this won't really be an acquittal of President Trump because she said he's never effectively gone on trial. You can't have a trial if there aren't witnesses.
Few senators believe that he did nothing wrong, just that his actions didn't reach the level needed for impeachment. But will that fly with the public?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the extraordinary outcome of this trial, isn't it? It's not that Republicans are lining up behind microphones to say Donald Trump is innocent. They're lining up behind microphones to say Donald Trump did it, but it doesn't rise to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor as demanded by the Constitution in order for him to be convicted at his impeachment trial. And one of the key swing senators, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, said late on Thursday that this is something that the electorate has to decide this coming November. Let the voters decide as opposed to the 100 members of the Senate. Now, opinion polls showed that a narrow majority of voters favored Donald Trump's conviction and removal from office, and an enormous majority of voters, more than 75% in some polls, said that they wanted to see witnesses being called at this trial. So will they punish Donald Trump in the election this November? Will they punish Democrats for bringing this impeachment to the fore in the first place? Will they punish some of those Republicans who have not held Donald Trump to account during the course of this trial? Those will be some of the abiding questions, the answers to which we won't get until November.
Where to now for the Democrats?
Iowa. The Iowa caucuses, the first real votes being counted in America's election, at least this early stage of the election, as Democrat standard bearers battle it out in the tussle to become the party's presidential candidate, the man or woman who will take on Donald Trump this November. Those Iowa caucuses now just hours away, and they're going to give us the first real insight that we've had into how Democrats in at least one state are feeling about the state of their party. Are they going to back a centrist candidate like former Vice President Joe Biden? He is neck and neck in opinion polls with Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, of course, to the left of the Democratic Party, with another left-winger, Senator Elizabeth Warren, also notching up a strong performance in Iowa. This is going to serve really as the first real litmus test of where the Democratic Party may be heading over the course of the next few months. Many Democrats nervous about the outcome of these caucuses, whether they're on the left and they want a firebrand candidate, or in the center and they want a centrist. So all eyes now immediately on Iowa, and we should be getting the results of those Iowa caucuses late in the evening here on Monday. So that'll be late in the afternoon, your time in New Zealand.
Thanks so much, Simon, for that informative report. That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.